Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Showing away the
time. Are you gathering up the keys? Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Hinder. She's the president and the CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly outstanding personal publication, a print publication. And I'm so proud of them for hanging in there with print. And they're doing a great job. And all their annuals, the Bottom Line Yearbook, the Health Book, and how many others you got?
We have three annuals, Women's Book, Health Breakthroughs, and Bottom Line Yearbook. Bottom Line Yearbook has been published since 1992.
Wow. And guys, I'm working on publishing a men's book. I haven't given up on that. All right, so Sarah, let's talk about 12 ways. You got 12 ways to rent a rental car, to save on rental cars.
You know, rental cars, the price of those seem to be going up. Last time I rented a car, it was insane how expensive ours. So our expert, and again, bottom line, we're all about getting the expert advice, you know, what you can do to act in your life straight from the experts. So here are a couple tips on being able to get those fees down a little bit. One is, surprisingly, if you talk to a travel agent, they actually have access to travel agent consortiums and special rates. So you know how we thought that travel agents were going away? They're actually coming back a little bit.
Wow.
They really do provide some service.
Huh.
Yes, believe it or not.
I didn't know that because they've been out of the business market for 20 years.
I know. They're coming back. And we've used them, actually, on a couple of our personal trips. You know, when it's a little bit complicated, you're going somewhere you haven't been before, it ends up, you know, sometimes it's nice to have.
Especially if they've already done some due diligence in that area. That's exactly right.
Exactly, right?
So on the rental car thing, what else?
So here's what else. So, you know, rental cars have very lax cancellation policies. So make your reservation early and then keep checking the prices and see if you can find a better one. You know, companies come up with discounts at different points in time. Yeah, so make a reservation at your favorite place, whatever it is, but keep checking back to see if the price has changed, and then just cancel whichever one.
You never know. I mean, any given day, they may throw a deal in there.
Exactly.
And it could be just for your market.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could be. You never know what's going to go on. Now, that said, there's a website called autoslash.com, and they actually have car rental coupons. So you can go check there, see what the see if there's a coupon for the company you want. You know, a classic recommendation is to go rent your car instead of an on-airport property, right? So one of the biggest,
right.
To go to, you know, Todd's Rent-A-Rack,
right?
47 miles from the airport. You'll certainly get a cheaper car, and it's an option if that's really what you want to do.
The ones that I like are the ones that let me literally check in advance, and I just walk out. I just walk to the lot, pick up my car, and drive out.
Me too. Last time, you know, one time I went
National
for price,
is
and
one
I went
of the companies
someplace.
That does that.
I went someplace I didn't usually rent from, and I had to stand online. No joke, 45 minutes. The line swirled around back and forth and back and forth.
I don't do that.
Never do that again. Yeah.
No.
But it depends how price sensitive you are. You know what? Sometimes if it's worth it for you to stand online and save a lot of money, because
of course,
I was in that case.
Families that are vacationing on a budget, I get it.
Yeah.
But you're on business, time is money.
Exactly. So here's a couple other tips. One is reserve a smaller car than you might want, and then you ask for an upgrade.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a family of four with full vacation luggage, you don't want to take the risk on, you know, being stuck in a Toyota Corolla. No slam on Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just you, try it. And I'm, you know, regularly I'll go to the car rental place and they'll easily give you an upgrade because everybody's renting
some of
cars.
There's some companies, one of the ones that I do business with, the upgrade is automatic. You rent a mid-sized car and you walk out there, and other than the Maserati, you can get anything.
Yes, agreed. Mine too. The one
you just walk up and get it.
Yeah, so just, you know, rent the basic compact car and then see what happens when you get there if it doesn't really matter to you so much.
Mhm.
Interestingly, too, you could also just try adjusting your pickup and drop-off time. That actually can make a difference.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe different times of day where it's more crowded. You know, maybe if you're picking up early in the morning and it's crowded, they'd much rather you pick up an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all tips that we got.
Let's move over and talk about cheaper ways to get smartphones when you're going overseas.
So you're going overseas, you know, you call your phone company, and of course, it, you know, you have a whole extra fee and everything else. So what you can do instead, and I've actually, my daughter is going overseas in the fall for college, and was just talking to parents about this, that what you can do is you go overseas, you buy a data package from an overseas company, overseas carrier, and you get a new SIM card.
Huh.
And that way you're actually playing local.
So it's your phone, your phone, and you put it, a new SIM card in your phone?
Yes. Yes. Now, the downside of it, the good news is that you then have, I'll call it your local fees, and you're not dialing internationally all the time. The bad news is that you do have to use a different phone number when that happens. So, you know, it's not like you're going there for a week. It depends on how much people need to reach you on your number, but it definitely can reduce the fees significantly.
Well, it can get expensive. I mean, it can be bad. It can get ugly.
Yeah. Now, if you're going, that's best if you're going to a single country. If you're going to go to multiple countries, you don't really want this strategy. Then it's generally best to just call your local carrier.
Just bite the bullet.
And see what kind of plans they have. Right. The other thing is that, you know, download
some
apps
some companies, though, they're your basic plan, you can get an international package, and if you do it that way, it's not all expensive.
Right. It all depends. You know, there are a zillion different packages,
right,
and every carrier has different things. And the trade-off you get for having very low rates in the United States is that if you go international with that company, they may raise it sky high.
Right.
If you're with one of the bigger carriers that are, you know, international company, then, you know, it may not be that big a deal. Verizon, actually, if you go international, they talked about a $25 fee for going international, which
yeah,
is not break the bank money,
right,
at all.
Right, exactly. Well said.
So always, you got to call and ask the questions also and do the research to see what the options are.
Website, quickly.
BottomLineInc.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Tintail, we're going to talk about what to say in awkward situations. Are you good at that? I'm not always so good at that. We'll see what Sarah has to say after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.